And it's time for another Red River Radio Spotlight. Good afternoon to you. I'm Kermit Poling, the GM here at Red River Radio. Very pleased to be joined in the studio by two outstanding artists, soprano Twyla Robinson, well-known throughout the world, an internationally renowned soprano, and her collaborating pianist will be joining her for two recitals at Centenary College. We'll talk a little bit more about that. The pianist, Jerome Tan, also in the studio with me, so hello to both of you guys.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And it sounds like you both have an interesting pair of recitals that are coming up, both very different in what you'll be performing. And Twyla, I want you to talk a little bit about both of those. The first one is coming up this Sunday, and the second one is on Thursday, April 3rd. Twyla, why don't you talk about the differences in the programs?
Well, the recital on Sunday is what I call the Mavericks. These are three female composers that somehow left an indelible mark on the world of music or the arts. Alma Mahler, Lily Boulanger, and Carrie Jacobs Bond. Mm-hmm. And I will be speaking at this recital. It's almost like a short lecture format of what did these ladies do to leave this indelible mark. And Alma Mahler, of course, the wife of the great Gustav Mahler, and provided us with the impetus to begin this whole this thing that symphonies do to present these monumental Mahler cycles that mm-hmm. began with her input, being able to give us a direct conduit to Mahler himself, starting with Bernstein. And Lily Boulanger, of course, was the first woman to win the Prix de Rome, and she did so at 18 years old. And Carrie Jacobs Bond was the woman who broke the gender barrier here in the States for publishing music of female composers back in the turn of the 20th century.
And these are also three women who, aside from being landmark composers, are very different in styles.
Very, vastly different in style.
And why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Alma Mahler, she is a very mercurial woman, and her music absolutely reflects that. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, she's in the German tradition, and the music is in German, but it's just kind of this hot, passionate, changing moods kind of sound. Her sound world is all over the place. It's she kind of drags you on a journey, while Lily Boulanger's sound world is this kind of huge, vast expanse of French sound. Whenever you think of French song, we think of this wispy, you know, Debussy kind of sound. But Lily absolutely is not that. It's a large feast, each song is. And then Carrie Jacobs Bond, of course, captured the soundtrack of America around the turn of the 20th century, popular music.
Okay, so that's going to be Sunday's performance. The one that follows on Thursday is Americana.
Yes.
And Americana also, I think, not songs that people would expect or are probably familiar with.
No. We start out, well, on the more classical side, we're going to open with Ives, and then we have some Samuel Barber. And then we start to get an inkling of where we're going with some Stephen Foster songs. But the second half is all parlor song. And it's a lot of times when people think of parlor song, they think of Tin Pan Alley, Irving Berlin, and that kind of sound. But when I think of parlor song, I think of what were they listening to in their own living rooms and what were they listening to in the saloons. And so that's where I have found all of this music.
And what got you interested in this?
Well, that's kind of a long story. Are you ready?
Yeah, we have a little bit of time.
Okay. Well, my great-grandparents settled southeast Colorado in 1913, and we still have our homestead. We still have their tract of land that they went out and got under the Homestead Act, mm-hmm. and we keep it up to date, and we keep everything preserved in their mud dugout that they lived out there, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. And whenever we go out to maintain it, you know, it's 2 miles off the electrical grid. There's no cell phone service. When you're out there, you're completely and utterly alone. And so I climbed to the top of some ridge, and I was just sitting there listening to this vast, oppressing silence. I mean, once you get used to the sound of the wind, the silence is unnerving. And I wondered, what were these people doing for music? What were they doing for entertainment? Mm-hmm. And the answer was, they made it themselves. And so I started trying to, okay, well, where did they get the music that they made themselves? Did they just write it? Did they just make it up? But, you know, you go into the great land of the internet, and you start to find things, and that's where I discovered this whole genre of parlor song. And I realized that all this crumbling sheet music with artwork on the front that I was finding in my mom's piano bench, for example, that everybody has in their house, mm-hmm. that's what they were listening to. And so I finally found this website called parlorsongs.com. It's run by Rick Rublin, And what he has done is he's kind of gone into the attics of America and pulled down this crumbling music and redigitized it. So it's all available on this website. He's, for about 10 years, he would publish a magazine every week with about, I don't know, 10 or 12 songs that he had redigitized and their history every month for 10 years. And so it's this huge, vast collection of popular song from the turn of the 20th century that he's kind of single-handedly preserved. It's a monumental effort.
Sure.
And I fell in love with it. And then when I got to researching it and realized, yes, this is exactly what my great-grandparents were listening to. And they brought it home and they played it themselves.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. So, Jerome, as a pianist, you're between both of these recitals loaded with a lot of very difficult and very different music. What are the particular challenges in having to do all of these different styles in a short period of time?
I think it's just a matter of just concentration, you know, because I did all the work before I came here, but it's just about switching in between sets into a different mind frame, into a different sense of hearing, because, like, say, we have the Allemaler, which is incredibly lush and German, and then we switch over to Lili Boulanger, which is just an entire world of atmosphere, different textures and just colors. And then we have the parlor songs where you just have to make it up on the spot. And, you know, so it's really quite a challenge, but it's really fun at the same time.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Well, let's listen to, we had the advantage of you were both here early, and so we pre-recorded, I guess I should say, several selections, all of which you'll be performing on these recitals, right?
Yes.
All right, why don't you introduce the first one?
Well, the first one is the opening song of the recital that happens this Sunday, and it's called Ansturm, and it's one of the Alma Mahler.
Bricht, soll es uns selber nicht verteeren? Muss es heraus? Ans Licht, ans Licht. Fühlst ja
All right, music of Alma Mahler, as sung by Twyla Robinson, along with pianist Jerome Tan. Just one small sampling of what you'll be performing this Sunday. By the way, what time is the performance on Sunday?
Sunday will be at 3 p.m., and it's free and open to the public.
And that's at the Hurley School of Music in Anderson Auditorium.
Correct.
On the campus of Centenary College. And we have the information up on our website. If you want to look that up at redriverradio.org, and I'm sure it's on the Centenary College website as well. The other two pieces that you recorded, I'm assuming, are both on the Thursday
Correct.
Concert. Okay. And are a little bit of that Americana that you were talking about earlier. And one thing I noticed, just from watching as you were recording of it. It looks like you're both having just an enormous amount of fun with these. And at one point I looked over at Jerome and he just got this huge smile and his arms are wailing away. You mentioned a little bit about making it up a little bit. How much of what you were playing was improvised?
Pretty much everything.
Pretty much, yeah, because it's just the basic chords are written there and that's about it, and the rest of it is...
Well, the chords are not even written in there. It's just, I guess I just play it by ear. And just get the framework of, you know, the music,
right,
and
right.
Just go from there.
Well, it was a whole lot of fun, and I think it's going to be fun for everybody to listen to. Why don't you, again, introduce both of these pieces?
Well, the first one is I'll Be Your Baby Vampire, which is one of the songs of the saloon. It's a particular genre in parlor song called the vampire songs. And, of course, this is from the flapper era, and... It's a little bit of a story of a young woman's choice between one man or another and how she's going to go about with her strategy. And the next one is the Ragtime Pipe of Pan, which you don't find too many rags written for the voice. It can be quite virtuosic, but every now and again I'll come across a little gem where they've incorporated ragtime, which is primarily a piano genre, and added the voice to it, or better yet, let me actually sing in the rag style, which is, of course, all over the place.
Yeah.
So, yes. So it's just a little bit of a rag with telling the story of Pan as he went out and seduced all the animals and all the people with what he played on his little reed pipe, but it doesn't quite sound like you would expect it to.
The gay old dog just rolled in wealth, while all the other had was health. But he had a loving way, like a hero in a play. So Maisie fell for Romeo, and she whispered soft and low, I'll be your baby vampire if you'll be the fool there was. I'll vamp you all so pretty like Miss Thane. A rag, a bone, and a hank of hair, a cute little dimple and a baby stare will make a modest man so bold he wants to do and dare. I'll be your baby vampire if you'll be sweet papa to me. I'm just a little naughty, but I'm nice, you will agree. Your bank grows slim, but we can save, and I have always craved to be a young man's slave. I'll be your baby vampire if you'll be the fool there was. Then her wealthy suitor came, Money was his middle name, and when she saw that diamond ring, she said, love ain't everything. What if he was fat and old? He was worth his weight in gold. And when she saw the big Rolls Royce, she said, meh, I've made my choice. I'll be your baby vampire if you'll be the fool there was. I'll vamp you oh so pretty like Miss Mary Pickford does. It's not the bones I think of here, it's the cute little chicken with the baby stare that makes me mortgage up their homes and give their wives the air. I'll be your baby vampire if you'll be sweet papa to me, and buy me great big limousines and castles by the sea. You may have been burnt quite a lot, but what it takes to make you buy that ring I've got, I'll be your baby vampire if you'll be the fool there was. By the sea. You may have been burnt quite a lot, but what it takes to make you buy the God, I'll be your baby vampire if you'll be the fool it was.
Short works, songs, American Song, I'll Be Your Baby Vampire, and another song about Pan, both as performed by soprano Twyla Robinson, along with pianist Jerome Tan. And as I was saying before we heard those, again, this is just from watching while you were in our Weiss Performance Studio. You were both having a very good time doing this, and especially enjoyable watching Jerome just flying away on the keys there. These are, I mean, it's very interesting because you were saying that except for the efforts of essentially one person kind of finding these things and making them available, these would be a lost obscure pieces that no one would even probably remember or know in this day.
Well, I mean, they are in the Library of Congress, but you have to go way deep. And so, you know, but yes, he's made it into a very accessible lot. He includes history of the song itself, of the composers, and he'll have a JPEG of the artwork. Some of the artwork on the front of these things was spectacular. And then a Sibelius file that you can play the MIDI, and on many of them you can print it out and change it to whatever key you need. And it's all for free. Rick Rublin, parlorsongs.com, a tremendous effort.
Well, that's going to be fascinating. That's Thursday. That's April 3rd. That's also at the Hurley School of Music. That's at 7:30 p.m., and that program features not just the Parlor Songs, of course, but music of Stephen Foster, and you said Barber. Mm-hmm. That's Thursday. This coming Sunday, a totally different style of programs. That's at 3 o'clock. Sunday? Thursday, two opportunities. Both programs are open to the public. Free concerts.
Open to the public.
There
come.
You go. Well, Twyla, I want to thank you so much for being here. Jerome, thank you. And if you want more information, again, our website, redriverradio.org. If you are with an organization, you have an event coming up and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, just give us a call here at Red River Radio, 800-552-8502.